I don't believe that I have too many announcements that I need to make right offhand, and so we can go right into our catechetical moment. We are in section 2 of the catechism, which I don't know how many of you guys went through that when you were going through confirmation. We tend to focus on section 1, which is by far the most important section. But we're going to go through these other sections too, just a little bit, maybe a little bit faster. So we talked about morning prayer last week, so we're going to talk about evening prayer this week. It is, perhaps surprisingly, almost exactly the same as the morning prayer, with just a little few things switched around. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. So as you probably heard, it sounds almost exactly like the morning prayer, with really just a couple of little differences. One, of course, we're praying that God would take care of us through the night rather than take care of us through the day, as we do in the morning prayer. But you'll also notice that in the evening prayer, we explicitly ask God to forgive our sins, whereas we don't do that in the morning prayer, which is kind of interesting. And really what it comes down to is that part of kind of Luther's understanding was that when you're sleeping, you can't really sin when you're sleeping, at least not actively, anyways. And so you don't necessarily need to ask for the forgiveness of sins there. But once you've gone through the whole day, well, there, yeah, you've sinned somewhere through the day. So you do need to ask for the forgiveness of your sins there. And the wonderful thing about our God is, of course, that he does it, that he does forgive our sins. And that is a great reminder for us, and then for our being able to commend ourselves to him for that night is just a wonderful thing to remind us of, and of course to ask our Lord for as well.